Expectation for Nancy Bridenstine, Bridenstein, May 2668, addressed as a letter to Dr. Freeston, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freeston, a follow-up for Mrs. Bridenstein, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, last visit April. Denies hospital visits. She's insulin dependent on an insulin pump. She is going to discuss with you some sores on her scalp, noticed the last month, without any ulcer or drainage or fever. Follows with endocrinology in Lansing. There has been a discrepancy between A1C, which runs high, like apparently 12, and the continuous glucose monitor. There is problems of lightheadedness on standing or walking, but no associated chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea, north apnea, PND, no vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding, denies infection in the urine, other review system is negative, no smoking, medication list review of the lisinopril, remains on pain control Norco, otherwise beta blockers and diuretics, for neuropathy on Lidica. Next paragraph, today weight 171, I check blood pressure, right side sitting position 120 over 100, repeat 118, 102, standing D drop to 100 over 78. There is no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 0.9, which is baseline, GFR better than 60, normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 135, a normal nutrition calcium phosphorus, a normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 12.9. She's known to have protein in the urine, but that has not been updated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Insulin-dependent diabetes since age 16 on insulin pump, followed by endocrinologist, A1C poorly controlled. Next number needs to be monitored for retinopathy, neuropathy. Next number, her symptoms of lightheadedness appears to be related to postural blood pressure drop, significant, more than 20 points systolic, and almost 20 points diastolic too. I discussed this with her and explained what it means. Next number, proteinuria from diabetic nephropathy. Ideally, we should be using ACE inhibitors or ARBs. That should be preferentially through the use of diuretics or beta blockers. Now, with the postural blood pressure drop, it's going to be another issue. He's going to follow with you an endocrinologist. All he should discuss with the patient, end of dictation.